On June 15th, the eyes of the golf world will turn toward Pierce County. That's when the U.S. Open Championship will be at Chambers Bay, just outside of Tacoma. The sweeping golf course sits on the shores of Puget Sound. Before it was a luxury golf course, though, the land was home to two gravel mines. When John Ladenburg visited the site in 2001, he saw beyond those mounds of sand and gravel. Ladenburg was Pierce County executive at the time, and he wanted to turn this land into something that could generate revenue and showcase the area's natural beauty. Ladenburg's luxury golf course proposal was not a hit. For years, skeptics referred to it as the Ladenburg Links or Ladenburg's Folly. John Ladenburg told Jeannie Yandel it was hard to convince local leaders and the public that Chambers Bay Golf Course would be a good investment.
Well, even after we opened, people weren't convinced. I mean, even after the U.S. Open was first announced, people just didn't believe it. And there were articles or letters to the editor written saying that's not going to happen. They're lying that U.S. Open will never come to the Northwest. So it just slowly got in place and people started believing that this thing was real. But I had to, you know, work hard with the county council to get the votes necessary to issue a bond to build the course. And that was the toughest thing. The fact that the public didn't understand it and was against it, I knew we were doing the right thing and we were just going to push ahead.
Given that there was such negative response to your idea initially, why did you persevere? Why did you keep pushing forward with this?
Well, I knew it was the right thing. I knew we could do it. It was going to be hard, but there's no great reward without great risk. And so I said, if we're going to show real leadership here, we're going to have to stand up and do what's right, and this is clearly right. And people will come along as they see what we're doing and the success of it eventually, and that's what's happened now.
Was there ever a point during all of the years that you tried to get Chambers Bay built where you thought about walking away?
Not really. I mean, I had the goal in mind where we're going to go. We would get, you know, sidetracked or off track by some diversion or some attempt to stop it. There was some ordinance at county council proposals to try to stop me from doing it. And so it diverted my attention. So I had to go fix that. But as long as you keep the goal in mind, you can take several different roads to get there.
For you, politically, what did it cost you to get that golf course built?
Well, it cost me a lot of political support. I mean, I understood that that was a likely result. Even after the U.S. Open was announced that year, I was running against Rob McKenna for state attorney general in 2008. I lost Pierce County to Rob McKenna. I think I was the only Democrat that lost in Pierce County that year. And I'd been elected six consecutive times in Pierce County, either as prosecuting attorney or executive, and prior to that on the city council. So obviously it cost me a lot of political support. I couldn't even carry my own county. But, you know, those are the chances you take when you're in office and you want to get something done. If you ever meet a politician with no enemies, you know they've done nothing.
Did you expect it to go the way that it went, that in 2008 you couldn't even carry your own county against a Republican?
Well, actually, was surprised by that. I thought after we announced the United States Open and the United States Amateur were coming that people would see that the course was a success. But because the Open had never been here, and most people have never seen one or went to one, people didn't really conceptualize what it was all about. It's only been in the last year or so that people started to understand, well, this is the biggest thing ever to happen here. This is bigger than a World's Fair. And so, you know, as I look back on it now, I understand why the public was still upset and wouldn't support me, because even though the Open had been announced, you know, 6 months earlier, nobody really understood the import of that.
I'm talking with John Ladenburg. He's the former Pierce County executive, and he's the man behind Chambers Bay Golf Course. It's a Scottish Links course south of Tacoma in University Place. In a few weeks, the U.S. Open will be played at Chambers Bay Golf Course. But when John Ladenburg initially proposed building Chambers Bay, he did not get a lot of support, either from the local leadership or from the public. And once Chambers Bay was finally built, it cost Pierce County around $21 million. So beyond this event, how will you know that Chambers Bay Golf Course is successful?
Well, it's going to generate north of $150 million in economic development, according to the studies that have been done of prior U.S. Opens in the last 8 years. It cost $22 million. That's a pretty good return on investment in less than a decade. So, you know, in that sense, it's already successful. It can only get more successful. Now, what we'd like to see happen is that everybody, in terms of local government, state government, embrace this as a regional attraction, not just a Pierce County, not a University Place thing, but it's like Mount Rainier or Olympic National Park or things like that that we support with whatever manner we can to make sure, you know, it continues to be the goose that lays the golden egg. I think it's very possible we get another United States Open in like 10 years. We have to make sure that, you know, that we're all involved, all the governments in the region are involved in making sure it's still there, it's well protected, it's fully funded, all those kinds of things.
We've talked a lot about what it took to get the course built, what's about to happen there now. When you look back on the last 10 years, was everything that you had to go through to get this done, was it worth it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This course will be there for hundreds of years now. And you know, one of the things I told my staff when we set about to build the golf course and the parks and the trail system, open the beach, I said, you know, we have to get this done because the space is empty right now. And no one ever tore down a neighborhood to build a park. And so we have to grab available open space as soon as it's available in an urban area like this and do something for the public with it. So long after I'm gone and you're gone, it'll still be a park and a golf course and a trail and people enjoying the beach because it'll be in the public's ownership and it'll be usable by the public. It was in the ownership when I got there, but it wasn't usable. Now it is, and that's very satisfying. That was the goal.
John Ladenburg is the former Pierce County executive and the person behind the Chambers Bay Golf Course in University Place just outside Tacoma. Chambers Bay hosts the U.S. Open starting June 15th.